have two specific problems. One is on the minimum wage, and the other on the unemployment insurance. Some problems internally there on the unemployment insurance. On minimum wage, I don't see any reason for doing anything except the question. I'm not clear as to whether there ought to be an intermediate step there, $1.40, $1.50, $1.60. That put the $1.50 in the intermediate year. I think that that with that, there would be no question about getting a complete accord on it. You know the point I mean?
Yes.
On that, there's some question in my mind. There's no other question about it. I think we ought to take the 2 years to go to the $1.60. I think I can get, if we want to, I can get support for that here.
I wouldn't think so. I'd think $1.40 and $1.60, wasn't that our agreement?
That's correct. That's correct.
And I think that it gives them a little time to recover and adjust without just having a constant shift every 12
yeah.
months.
Well,
and but that we can talk about. Main thing is I don't want to make any overtures to be bringing them in I think that if you have a chance, I think you ought to propose, you ought to say to him, well, here is the program that he sent up. He thinks it's a labor program. He thinks you ought to be interested in these reorganizations, and he thinks you ought to be interested in the poverties, and he thinks you ought to be interested in the pollutions and the voters' rights, district the home rule, and teachers' corps, and supplemental rent. But they're being defeated up there now while you're here, and it is the president's judgment that the liberals that are fighting in the Senate, which he cannot control Mansfield, he cannot control Morris, and he cannot control Kennedy, and he cannot control Fulbright. If he did, he'd have controlled them all on year 14B. But he wanted them to fight. Teddy Kennedy told me there's no interest in 14B at all, and that's why they never get it. And he had no interest in it, because I tried to get him to take some and some leadership, call him in and ask him to. I don't want to blame him. I blame myself for just not getting the votes, and I told him we didn't think they could. But the president feels that these liberals are your liberals, not his. He's got 85% of the program that he's recommended in his platform. He's got it passed. And he doesn't have to have anything passed. He can live without wage and hour, and he can live without Carl Albert's ready to live without it anyway. All I got to do is just turn my back, and they won't hear any more wage and hour. I guarantee you that it'll never pass. And I am in the humor of not getting worked up about them. I'm going to treat them just the way they treat me. When people come talk to me, I'm going to say, well, I'm dissatisfied with them. I'm hurt at them. I don't think they've delivered for me, and I'm going to say just these same words that they use on me. And I think that you ought to tell them that I think that, number one, they got 70 men, 55 of them are very pro-labor, and my judgment is that of the 70, 50 of them will be defeated.
Well, I think...
And they are defeating themselves on basically one thing, Vietnam. And they can do what they want to do about it. Number two, the programs that we think helps them, like rent supplements, like teachers' corps for the poor areas, poverty, they're all being defeated. I talked to George Mahon an hour yesterday and just pled with him with tears in my eyes to not vote against me. But Mel Laird and all the Wisconsin liberals and the Jerry Fords that they like to point to, they're gutting us. And they're going to cut out enough of our domestic program to balance this budget. And I think these people ought to be up here and ought to have their men working and ought to be cooperating with us instead of bellyaching and putting it on the front page all over the country that we're U.S. labor won't back Johnson. And words hew to guideline smacks of trickery. And labor unmoved by words in a confrontation. And that's the New York Times.
Yeah.
Labor says wage guide not fair, Baltimore Sun. Fulbright backs Kennedy on Viet Cong. Same headline on the New York Times. Fulbright backs Kennedy. Cold society and the hero who warned it. Humphrey sets U.S. speeches. So Well, I think you ought to tell him, one, they got a program. It's the most liberal one they've ever had, not even Franklin Roosevelt. If they want it passed, they better man the ramparts, number one. Number two, that you don't want to predict it, you don't want to prophesy it, you don't want to contribute to it. But knowing human nature as you do, if they feel by me, like these headlines say, after what I did this year for them in my program, including 14B and 61 senators that I talked to, if they feel that way by me, can they imagine how I feel by them after doing that and seeing what they say? And if they can imagine that, then that's the situation that you got to work with. Your problem, and I'd let them know it.
I think they know it right well, right now.
Okay, my friend. I'll see you. Good luck.
Okay, much obliged. Bye.